And a lot of the times, successful people do have good mindset on money. It's like, they don't chase money. That's one thing I noticed about successful people and people who make money is they don't chase money. They attract money. And now
money's just a byproduct of what they give to the world.
But then there was this another guy who this kid interviewed. I don't know his name on YouTube, but he pretty much asked this guy what he's doing, and the guy's sitting in Ferrari, and he got into a business that was kind of first getting started, and he was selling weed. It was one of the plants that had to do with smoking and stuff like that, transporting all that kind of stuff. That guy also makes money, right? And this guy's interviewing him, and now that guy has a good mindset on how to make money, so to speak, meaning put in the work, do this and that. But his approach and the steps are not godly, right? And I mean, even he said that. He goes, how do you negotiate? And he goes, I don't really negotiate. If you don't want to make a deal with me, then you don't have a deal. It's either my way or a highway. I understand where you're coming from. If you have something good to sell to somebody, they either take it or leave it. But like that's such that type of mindset where you don't say I don't negotiate is who are you not to negotiate? Like who do you think you are that you're entitled? And look, maybe you are, but I doubt it. That you have something so special that other people are not even worth, bringing down your price or meeting them somewhere halfway. You know what I mean? So there's that two perspectives from people who make money. Based on the evidence that I have from those videos and from what I've heard from them. So, you know, there's just a bunch of ways that you can make money and a bunch of ways that you can serve people. But I think at the end of the day, though, the deep question is you either serve yourself or you serve others. You can serve others and make money. You can serve yourself and also make money. People say they serve others when they make money, even if they sell like drugs and all that type of stuff, right? Because obviously you give something to somebody, they give it back. But what is it that you're selling, right? You know, a lot of the times people sell even like protein shakes or they sell like protein snacks, but they're really not healthy at all. I mean, it says 18 grams of protein on this small bag of chips, but it's just like, what are you getting that protein? It's definitely not quality meat. It's just processed stuff processed stuff in there. Now, I understand there's a lot of money coming in because people want to, you know, make sure that they get those enough grams of proteins during the day and the calories in and all that type of stuff. But what is it that you're selling them that will benefit them long term? Not just the fact that, okay, I hit my protein goal. I mean, is that really all to it? Because I look at food very differently. I mean, we all do here. Is food is just more than something that satisfies your needs and pleases your stomach, so to speak, that now you feel good after eating food. Like, no, dude, that is your
source of energy
and clarity and, you know,
You don't eat something to make you feel good. Longevity, you eat something because you need it, right? So right. In this case, there's a lot of things like raw milk. What else? Salmon. In my opinion, I don't really like salmon. I don't like how, the
but
way
you
it
like
tastes,
raw milk, right?
But I like raw milk. Yeah.
Good. Oh, man. Good answer.
Try it.
And then it's not like really. Maybe it doesn't taste as good as processed milk. Probably doesn't taste as good as Chick-fil-A or other fast food places. But it's healthier. So when you start to look at things and, you know, put them on a scale and understand, yes, it doesn't taste as good, but it's so healthy and it does so much more than just taste, then you start to understand that it's not about how it tastes. Just the same way with doing the right things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might see that it's not probably the best thing that happens to you when you start serving other people, right? But you know it's the right thing to do.
Right.
That way your reason is so strong. And then other things are already secondary in your case, and that's with everything. You know, if you want to prioritize how do you feel, then you start to serve your own self, start to become prideful, and start thinking about, yo, like it's about me, bro. Like I respect my time more than I respect other people's time, and then you start becoming prideful, and you go out of your way less.
Say, Right, right, right.
But it's really just like putting things on scale and making the decision, how do you want to live your life? Now, my whole idea with that, like, it's not your calling or it's not your reasoning, it's like completely different topic. Of course, we even had that episode, you know, specifically about that. But what I'm trying to say is, like, when I see stuff like that, I also want to look at and you know, ask why or ask how things are, you know, how do you make in $1 million, $15 million? That's a lot of money
that is.
In a year. Now, the question isn't like that guy doing it right or not, because he might be doing it right or wrong. But my understanding is, you're making that much money a year, and in order for you to reach that amount, you got to understand it's $15 million, right? That's a lot of money. That means you are still supposed to be doing something that, you know, it could really be bad. Like, I'm just saying, it could really just be like, yeah, I can come out online and say, you know, everything that I do right. I don't curse. You know, I try to serve people. We don't know that though, right? So that's why online could be tricky. And you're not necessarily like being negative about it and saying, yo, like, this guy's probably lying about it. But you want to be realistic at the point. If somebody comes up to me and tells me, yo, dude, I eat McDonald's every single day and I still look this good. You know, I eat all this shit food. I eat all this bad food. And I look how good I look. Or Liver King in this case. He said he was eating all this...
junk food?
No, not junk food. Okay. He was actually eating very healthy food, like liver, raw milk, all this type of stuff.
I've never seen
that. But he was looking like jacked because he was on steroids. There's other things that he was doing that got him that results. So that was literally done in online. If he was to be transparent and say everything that he did, it wouldn't give us as much value. And if everybody looked at it and trusted him and said, you know, this guy is probably not lying, you know, everybody would become blind to it and nobody would actually see what resulted him to get that. I don't know where I'm going with this, but
what truly got him to. Yeah, like people. Yeah, sure.
There's always two sides of the coin. Like, you know what I mean?
I was just going to say that.
Not saying that guy making money he's doing anything like really like. Really, really bad.
Against serving God.
But then he has to be doing something in favor of him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be making that much money. If you truly understand what business is, you actually have to start thinking about like that. Like that's how I look at business, in my opinion.
Do you think we still got to learn a little bit more about how the money works?
I probably don't know, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Listening to these guys, online is a tricky
business too. You're hearing them talk about it. You never know what the actual truth is. You really don't.
Because Mike, I want to know your opinion on this too. Because when I hear, you know, him interviewing these people, the way they talk about some of the things is actually, you know how somebody who doesn't know, like, I guess how to make, let's say, 300K a year per se, for them, that might be like a lot of money. But then when you go to a millionaire, a billionaire, they're going to say 300K?
$300 yeah,
type of thing. So, where do you think people that you've listened to that are successful? We even met some in person, like Joe, Roman, and Lance, too. Is like, where do you think that mindset develops into looking at high numbers as if it's really not that high?
Yeah.
I think at some point, in order to do that, you have to have that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is a mindset. That's exactly what it is. It's once you reach a certain point, you become desensitized to it. Like a person who's making $1 million a year, like to someone else, it's like, oh my gosh, like I'd be set for the rest of my life. Versus this person who's like, no, I need $2 million, $3 million. So once he makes that first million a year, he is desensitized to it. It's like it's human nature to just want, like, you already get satisfied with what you have already. So you always just like strive for more. And it's like these people in their mind, they have a mindset where it's like, okay, I'm a person who already makes this amount of money. Like they have like that. It's like an identity sort of thing. It's like, oh, like, you know, like we do the self-improvement habits and people might look at us and be like, yo, like how do you keep up with all these things? Like, it's crazy. It's the same thing with like money. Like once you reach a certain point, it's just a part of you. It's like, oh, I just make 300K easy every single month. But it's just a progression.
But I feel like at the same time, the way I'm looking at it is also like if you were to take self-improvement hungriness versus money hungriness is very two different things, because when you start to focus on the materialistic things that don't matter versus what actually matters, with which helps you physically be healthy, mm-hmm. Mentally and spiritually be healthy when you track the habits, right? For example. But, you know, chasing money won't really...
It's empty.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. So,
but eventually, like, self-improvement is
it
empty.
It matters. How? How would you say it can get to a point
it's empty because you don't really care about yourself as much as you care about other people.
So you meaning not, like, so you're it's doing like it for other people?
You don't just improve for yourself. It gets to a point where it's like, yeah, you're improving for yourself, but eventually it's like, I want to do this for other people. Like, I need to become a better person. I need to become a person for my future family. I need to be a leader for my team around me. I need to be a leader for my business, for my friends. Kids. Exactly. So it's... There comes a point where it's like, yeah, like you improve yourself. Like, I don't really care about, like, it's, I care about myself, but I don't really like pay myself any mind that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, this quote, you know, you guys know Miyamoto Musashi.
Yeah,
sure. I said it on here. He said, think lightly of yourself, but deeply of the world. So it's like, take yourself lightly and don't obviously listen to the ego. Don't think of yourself like this deep, like you're entitled. You're this person who's just like, oh, me, me, me. Like, that's the same thing with self-improvement. Like, you get to a point where it's like, you can't go any deeper. That's why you need to just do it for the things around you. And it's more fulfilling than doing it just for yourself.
Of course. That's what I've noticed too.
Does that make sense?
Especially now, digitally and stuff, a lot of the times, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've noticed a lot of people, most of their source of income nowadays, at least one, is online marketing in terms of their schools or some kind of program that they have. The website where they sell their courses or these, almost every single person that's successful has some kind of community where they sell that to, or their mentors themselves. Because, you know, when that guy comes out and gets millions of views, his video got 152 million views.
152?
Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine how
million?
Many, yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine how many people would, you know, search him up, look him up, listen to him, look into his course, all that type of stuff, because they saw some kind of value in it. Now, if they don't like something in there, or they're saying, oh, I don't like really resonate with this guy, so on and so forth, obviously they wouldn't buy the course. But the idea is, he definitely had something to offer in that video that people were interested. True colors will be exposed, in my opinion. That's why you have to be a person that has the righteous discernment on somebody and really... really be invested into discovering somebody's soul and who they are as a person, then trying to focus so hard on what they have and what they possess to the point where now you could care less who they are as a person, even if they treat you bad. I'm working with this guy that makes millions of dollars. Why should I care who he is as a person or how he treats me? I get my money. That's just you using him and he's using you. Why should you want to be in that environment, right? Because you're pretty much accepting to get used by somebody else and let them use you however they want to, and now you're doing the same. Are you really treating each other as human beings, or are you just treating each other as mere objects and just somebody to snatch something from? And then he builds the unhealthy relationships, all this kind of stuff. But